Well, I just want to thank you all for coming. For me, I am curious about how artists or people who work in the creative industry can help each other. That's why I want to host the Kunsthalle Texas. So I think that's what we need to continue to have the ability to dream, you know, and to sacrifice. Because it's not something we can do alone. You know, artists is the kind of people who live outside of the village and doing all these crazy things. That kind of image, the myth of artists is kind of dated. I think in the 21st century now, it's about how we can work together and help each other to sustain our creativity. That's what I'm concerned about, because I think with the crisis and everything, it's not so easy. And, you know, at different stages, we have different issues, problems. And then it's good, like, we can talk
together. It's like the ground as well.
Yeah, but then, you know, for me, it's good we can talk in a safe, kind of a friendly space like this. And then we can really exchange some ideas. Because if I'm putting my work in a film screening or in a gallery opening, for me, that is finished. There's no possibility. It's done. Like the presentation there is what I could do there. There's no changes I could make. For me, that's a commitment to something. But here, there is a room for something to happen, to make it go further. And that is what this is about. So I want to thank you for coming and help me to realize this is really good.
Thank you.
Thank you too.
Okay, so now it's the time to exchange numbers. I will send an email to everyone who come today. So you have everybody's email address. I don't have yours, but like, you know, so you will be able to get in touch with each other.
Yeah, that will be the easiest.
Yeah, I will do that for sure. And if any collaborations happen after from this, I'm very happy.
I will
be very happy.
I hope your video, you can call me now for
business. And I hope I can continue to host this event, Kunsthalle Tech event in the future. Maybe on a monthly basis if I'm in Berlin, that would be good. Like, I think there are a lot of wonderful people I have met, and I hope I can bring you together. I think that's what art is about, you know. In the three projects I have seen tonight, it's about how art is being used to bring people together in different ways. But it's a very powerful mechanism, and it's great, you know.
Yeah, and this kind of events, you know, like unofficial, a really better way to share experience than to make an official presentation with chairs and stuff. Even though it's not a problem to talk, but it's kind of a different approach and a different feeling all the time. I mean, I met you on this kind of event, and it's really, I think that, I don't know, we were discussing something like that this March when we were in Amsterdam with this Upgrade Network, because most of the times I don't have money or some other people don't have money to organize events, and we decided to go on a lower scale of them, just to keep on going, just to keep on discussing so we don't forget about things.
That's the fact. But if you
wait always, you have big projects, and you work on a big project, you will work once a year, and that's it.
And it's become very lonely, you know. It's like, I don't know, like for me, sometimes when I'm working on a project, like if I'm just, like this is my studio, like I work here, I do filming and stuff, but then if I'm so involved in my own thing, like, I can be totally alone in this process, then I lost this contact with the outside world almost. And then, you know, and then it's almost like something very minute, trivial can become so big, like a big problem. But really, if I just talk to somebody, perhaps it's not such a big problem. I want to encourage, like, you know, yes, to a point, yes, we are alone in our creation, but then there are also points where we can talk, like, exchange, and, you know, just ask you, okay, Clara, what do you think, you know, what do you see? It's not really that scary. I think what is more scary is, you know, when if I decide to make it official, then that is the almost like the final product. That's it. Many things can happen in the process, and I think we don't have to only be open to the public or to others when it's finished. It's possible to share like this and talk. Maybe we have new ideas now. Oh, like, you know, you can have to take this project differently now, and you're a different person.
Yeah, I mean, for me, really, like this kind of discussion, we had a lot of problems of setting up the project in Venice, but also there were two very nice people that were working on the project as well, and every night we had like super long discussions about it. I mean, that's why I wanted to share it with you and all the concerns. It's not like always to show the best things of the project, but also the bad sides of the project, because while you're working in something, you are so deep into it, so you always have to discuss it a bit. And with these people that we were working, for the first time I had really, really good discussion on a very good level. They are also deep into it, so we somehow have ideas how to propose to the artist to reconsider some of the options that he was thinking, and then if he agrees with that, to develop the project on a different level, because he is also like used to work by himself, but now we were seeing that it's not possible to make it.
Yeah.
One person cannot make something like that. I just arrived yesterday, so
yeah.
I'm completely into it, but also for this, what you were saying, and for your project, and for everything, it's like very important to have somebody who will give you some feedback.
Yeah.
And then to discuss it further, otherwise it's impossible to do.
Yeah.
If I can say something, where I came from tonight, from what I saw is that, for myself something, is that I believe more and more that the final beneficiaries of our projects are the people who benefit from them. So, I mean, this should have a big relevance any time that we we have ideas, we should always consider the final beneficiaries of our projects, because otherwise it's just selfish, even though selfish might not be the right word, because it's true,
but
it's linked to emotions and feelings.
Culture, arts and itself, but then nothing else. Yeah.
But in this case, it's more because you were saying, because one thing might originate from another, if you involve the community somehow, they will, first of all, benefit from something that they have been involved with, so they have a double benefit. First, they're involved at some stage, second of all, they benefit from their involvement, and then new ideas could originate from that. So I can only see pluses if you make everybody, if you give everybody some kind of room, some kind of space to have a word at least in the project idea. That's what I say.
Yeah.
So thank you.